is no gray.
We got to go and we got to knock the shit out of these people.
You know? Lady, your life is in danger.
Just black and white.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! This is Danny Land.
He's a pussy. That's terrible.
Hey, that wasn't very nice. Right from the get-go there, Donald Trump's picking on me. But Donald Trump knows one thing about me, I'll tell you that. And that's because that I have a huge dork.
It's true. It's true.
Uh-huh. It's true. It's true. My name is Danny Chekalinski. Welcome to an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach where we do the broadcast that we call Daddyland. Oh, and today is a special day. It is Super Tuesday. That means we're going to take Alabama, Alaska. We're going to go to Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont. We're going to go to Virginia, and we're going to ride it all the way to the White House. Yeah!
We're going to South Carolina, and Oklahoma, and Arizona, and North Dakota, and New Mexico. We're going to California, and Texas, and New York. We're going to South Dakota, and Oregon, and Washington, and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Yeah! All right. Where do we start? Let's start with the Academy Awards, and let's start with the big controversy, okay? First of all, here's the deal. A lot of people were upset saying that there weren't any black nominees for actor or for actress, and I guess Straight Outta Compton was the only one to receive only black movie to receive any recognition for a nomination. You know what? And the thing is, it's somebody said it, and I don't think it's racist at all. It's just make a good movie. That's it. Again, and we do this every single week, but I think it's important that I preface any comment by saying I don't look at people as black or white. I don't see that. I see good. I see bad. I see mean. I see nice. I see fast. I see slow. I see smart. I see dumb. But that's it. That's how it ends. All right. And now I guess the Asians are all upset about Chris Rock. First of all, here's the thing. You have a black man hosting the Academy Awards, all right? You go after the big 700-pound elephant in the room. The fact that you're black, and a lot of black people, I guess, are upset. Start making fun of white people. I don't know, but here's how Chris Rock handled it.
Well, I'm here at the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards. You realize if they nominated host, I wouldn't even get this job. So y'all be watching Neil Patrick Harris right now. This controversy, the no black nominees. You know? And people are like, Chris, you should boycott. Chris, you should quit. You should quit. You know, how come it's only unemployed people that tell you to quit something, huh? You know? I thought about it real hard, but I realized they're gonna have the Oscars anyway. They're not gonna cancel the Oscars because I quit, you know? And the last thing I need is to lose another job to Kevin Hart, okay?
Okay, not bad. So here's what I'm thinking, okay? Let's just say everything, role reversal time here. No white people or no white films are being nominated, and all kinds of other races are. And I, Danny Chekalinski of Dannyland, I'm the host of the Academy Awards. So here's how I would do my monologue to make sure that I offended everybody. Okay, let's role-playing, running out on stage. Ah, all right. Yeah, it's good to be here. You know, I just got out of prison after attacking a man on New Year's Eve. Hey, excuse me, though, for getting nervous while an Arab was counting down from 10. You know, I failed my biology test today. They asked, "What is what is commonly found in cells?" And apparently, black people wasn't the correct answer. You know why Jews watch porn backwards? Well, it's because their favorite part is when the hooker gives the money back. All right. Hey, one more thing here. How do you know if a Chinese guy tried to rob your house, huh? When you get home and your math homework is done, your computer is upgraded, and 2 hours later, he's still trying to back out of your driveway.
Hey, now.
All right, thank you. Boo, hiss, boo. That was terrible. It was uncalled for. It was politically incorrect. I'm offended. I'm suing. I'm boycotting. Okay. All right, right. You do that. Good luck to you, sir. Oh, you know what? We've all been there before. You and friends somewhere at a bar, and somebody starts telling a joke, and then they're not really good at it, and they get to the punchline, and they completely blow it, and they look around for some laughter, and everybody's kind of like, unless it's a girl that's really hot telling the jokes that all the guys go into, TV show, TV talking head anchor laugh between the cross talk. They go, no. the Academy, how's that OCD going? Great. The Academy Awards had a moment where it was so awkward. Stacey Dash comes out to make fun of herself and the controversy she has caused by calling for the end of Black History Month. And it was just such an awkward moment. Listen and you decide.
It's hard to get a job, and that's, it's rough out there for black actors. But let me tell you some good news. The Academy has taken steps to fix this problem, and that is why it is my honor to introduce the new director of our Minority Outreach Program. Please welcome Miss Stacey Dash.
I cannot wait to help my people out. Happy Black History Month. Thank you.
Thank you. But enough about black people. Let's bring on Sarah Silverman.
Oh, my. What a rough room. My goodness, it's a little quiet in here. Hello? Can you hear me in the back? Yeah, you can probably hear me in China with all that silence right now. All right, we can't leave it at that. We got to let's do a little little bit more of Chris Rock from the Academy Awards.
Things are changing. Yeah, we got a Black Rocky this year. Yeah, some people call it Creed. I call it Black Rocky. And that's an unbelievable statement. I mean, because Rocky takes place in a world where white athletes are as good as black athletes. So Rocky's a science fiction movie. There are things that happen in Star Wars that are more believable than things that happen in Rocky, okay?
Oh, come on, stop. Enough. Enough with the race thing already. You know what really does matter? What matters to me as far as, like, viewing, I like to watch the, I call it the pregame of the Academy Awards, where they're all on the red carpet, and then they're talking to the actor, and the actor say, "Wait, what are you wearing?" And then they go down, they break it down as about the shoes and the purse and the makeup and the eyeshadow and the rouge and the bracelet and really? Listen to this.
No. I think Olivia Wilde is pretty incredible. Rashonda.
For me, it just does not work. It's too many elements going on. She's got these origami folds on the dress. She's got front boob, side boob, this platinum choker with these earrings.
I love
and then the
it.
Pearl
but
purse.
I don't agree with you. No. I love it. I love the pleats. I love everything about her. With side boobs, I have boobs like that, I would show it. If I have side boobs like that, I would show it.
Keep it simple. This is the Oscars. Classier is better.
Okay. Yes. If you don't mind, I'll buzz in here, and I will try to solve the problem. No, I, you know what, Alex? I think I would like to I will take for $100. Give me the category guys who have had a dick in their mouth in the last 48 hours. Okay?
So many of these people, almost all of them that we see, are so poor and they are so black.
Oh, Super Tuesday. What's with Marco Rubio? Please tell me. All of a sudden, he's making these snide comments and he's trying to insult people. And the thing is, he's just so... you can hear how uncomfortable he is when he does this because he gets that quiver in his... in his voice box and his delivery, and that is a solid indicator that he's not sure of his content. Let's listen in.
How can a person with the worst spray tan in America, his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". And you know what they say about men with small hands? You can't trust them.
Whoa! Marco Rubio, you almost got me. I thought for a second there you were going to... You were talking about a penis.
Get your hand off my penis.
Oh, let me give you a warm fuzzy. How about that, all right? As you head out the door today with your AccuWinder... Winder? Yeah, what's outside the winder? Oh, good God. Traffic and weather are the tens. Did we get to that? Yeah, okay. Warm fuzzy. Part of the three things you need to know today. Eric Sandick was about to fly home from a weekend in Vegas with his wife. This was a few weeks ago. When the pilot of the plane comes on the intercom. And he announced that, you know what? I'll play the clip. And it's your warm fuzzy. Here we go.
Well, we'd like to draw your attention to seat 29E, where you'll find Eric, who's traveling with his wife, Lisa. Well, Eric, although you didn't strike it rich here in Las Vegas, you did hit the jackpot. Congratulations. You're about to be a dad.
Thank you.
Yes, Eric, but the bad news is you knocked up a hooker who's addicted to crystal meth. Yes. And she's got a flaming case of herpes. Congratulations. We should be in Memphis in about 65 minutes. Hey, about that, huh? Funny man with the bullhorn there. That is show preparation for that piece of content that we had right there. Yes. I found this kind of interesting and odd. Erin Andrews testified the other day about the stalker who filmed her naked in a hotel room. This was back. 2008. Yeah. Almost 20 years ago. Well, she's suing the hotel in Nashville where it happened for $75 million because the guy asked the hotel if he could have a room near her, and they let him. She was on the stand. She broke down crying a few times. People finding out about the videos, and it struck me as too much. Am I wrong?
I feel so embarrassed and I'm so ashamed.
My naked body was on the front page of the New York Post. Like, they had put bars over my body parts. My girlfriend was calling me, telling me she was running around New York City throwing coffee on all the papers because she felt so bad.
Well, first of all, let's start with your girlfriend that's throwing coffee on people reading the newspaper. That's just, that's a little weird, okay? It's probably also against the law. Your girlfriend should probably be in jail. She's nuts. Where else am I? A couple of years ago, was it all that crying thing when you called 911 because you were pissed off about something? Need some help.
BK 911, what's the address of your emergency?
I have been in the news recently about being in a hotel naked, and I have paparazzi outside my window, and I was told by law enforcement that if I did, to call 911.
You want to meet with an officer man when they come out?
Yeah, these guys are sitting in a car outside my house right now. I would like to tell the officer to have them leave because the cops have told me to call 911 if they're outside my house.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Erin. My last name is Andrews. I'm all over the news right now.
I'm not familiar.
I'm the girl that was videotaped without her knowing, without her clothes on in the hotel.
Really?
And I got two assholes sitting outside my house.
Oh, yeah, she was really weeping and crying there, huh? She wants $75 million. Yeah, very upset there. On the phone, swearing. I'm the one that was in the news. 911 lady. I have no idea who you are, okay? Anyhow. You know what? If I had the body like Aaron, I'm naked right now. And I scare people. But if I had the body of Aaron Andrews, I would never, ever, ever buy clothes. There would not be a need to. Clothes are for people that don't have good bodies. Somebody send me clothes. Okay, that's all we got for you. It's Danny Tuchelinski right here, Danny Land. Appreciate you listening very, very much. Reply, go ahead. Feedback is a good thing. There's an arrow right beneath this play thing, this play recorder, if you will. And you can just type a complaint or a thought or anything. Otherwise, it's on Twitter. Danny Check, DannyCzek, and Radio Danny on Facebook. Cool? Again, thanks for listening. We'll talk real soon.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock.
Woo-woo!